Get him!
A sharp left hand for everybody.
One second, that's very hard for a man of my intelligence to handle.
Oh, is it? But didn't you say after I beat you, you learned how to live with it?
I lied.
Oh, you lied. So now you just gotta prove it to yourself,
just
right?
Just myself. No TV, no newspapers, just you and me.
Nothing, just you and me. Asian for beauty.
Anything you say, Stallion.
I do all the work, okay? I'll tell you, Paul, you better go slow, because you ain't as young as springtime anymore.
I'm still young enough to whip your butt, Stallion.
Oh, yeah? How are you going to do that? You taught me everything you know.
Almost everything. You got to remember now. You fight great, but I'm a great fighter. Huh? You ready?
No, absolutely.
All right. You know, Stallion, it's too bad we got to get old, huh?
Just keep punching, Apollo. Want to ring the bell?
All right. Ding, ding. Come on, Stallion. Come on.
Boy, you really look good for an older guy. Looking fly.
Look out now. No, you don't want any of this. Come on.
Maybe I'm in here with the wrong guy. That's a little bright, don't you think? A little bit?
Where'd you get that hat?
A friend gave it to me. Like it?
Who punched you in the eye?
Same friend.
That's weird. Better hurry, Dad.
You know, you're developing a very, very loud personality.
Don't go too fast, or you're gonna get out of focus.
Oh, really?
Yo, it's about time.
I'm sorry I'm late. Hey, listen, why don't you go over there and get ready to eat, okay?
Great, you're here. Now you can stop calling him names.
Oh, you've been calling me names, huh?
Well, we wait any longer, then I'll be ready for the next breakfast.
Where have you been?
Getting punched.
Well, why don't you bring the cake in here? We can get the celebration underway.
Boy, am I hungry.
Hey, babe, why don't you get the cake? I think you'll love it. We got a great surprise for you. You're going to love this cake, okay?
You're going to love your present, Uncle Polly.
Where is it?
Well, let me set the mood here. I got to turn the lights down and everything. Watch this.
It's parked outside the driveway?
Just be patient, would you? I'm so excited about this. I'm starting to sweat. I feel like I'm getting ready to go into a big fight or something. Watch this.
Happy birthday, Molly.
I wanted a sports car for my birthday. Not no walking trash can.
Oh, come on. He looks great here.
He's extremely psycho, Rocco.
Well, since you don't have any friends, we thought you'd like it.
Yeah, pretend you're happy, will you? It'll keep you company when you're all alone.
That's a great-looking guy.
Please make a wish.
It's creepy. That talks, that thing.
Creepy? These are great. I wish I had one of these when I was growing up. Go on, make a wish, like he said.
I wish I wasn't in his nightmare.
Hey, very classy wish. Very nice. What do you think there? Very good, huh?
Want to help me put out this forest fire?
Sure.
Okay, on the count of three. One, two, three. You drowned in me.
Oh, don't worry. I'll clean it up for you, Bully.
Ta-da.
Rocky.
Yeah, you noticed.
What are you doing with that cake?
Well, the party ain't over yet, you know. Still gotta celebrate some more. It's a special night.
Yeah, it's Wednesday.
It's definitely Wednesday, but in case you forgot, it's almost been 9 years since you've been married to me, so here's your prize.
Oh, but our anniversary's a week away.
That's true, but why wait?
Has it been that rough?
No. I'd say it's been excellent, really. Well, open your prize. Go open your prize.
Okay.
Well, you like it?
Beautiful.
All right. I was so nervous. I didn't know. I hope you like it. The guy I bought it from says, even if it looks like a snake, don't worry, because it won't bite you.
Oh, it's beautiful.
You know what's amazing? That after all these years, everything still seems kind of new. You remember a long time ago, I told you that, I said that you ain't never getting rid of me. Remember that? Well, you're not. You're never getting rid of me. Happy almost anniversary.
History. After unraveling years of red tape, Russia will now throw its hat into the ring. The prize ring, that is. The introductions were made by his wife, Lamila Bobic-Drago. She was the double gold medalist in swimming.
Today, the Soviet Union has officially entered professional boxing. My husband and great undefeated heavyweight world amateur champion, Captain Ivan Drago, has come here with his trainers to America to compete as an international sportsman and ambassador of goodwill.
Has Drago ever boxed against a real professional?
From having been trained in Russia by great boxing coach Manuel Vega, and now by Sergei Rimsky, we hope he's qualified to do so.
Hope?
Well, I know he is, but I don't want to sound too confident.
If possible, we would like to have an exhibition bout with your famous champion, Rocky Balboa.
What makes you think he can stand the pressure of fighting someone as seasoned as Balboa?
There is no one who can match his strength, his endurance, or his aggressiveness.
You make it sound like he's indestructible.
Yes, he is.
Well, can this mammoth Russian, who's already been nicknamed the Siberian Express, wreak havoc among the professional heavyweight ranks? Whoever he fights first, it'll be one hot ticket. We'll be right back with a check on today's pro football sports scoreboard.
Dad, when can I learn to fight?
I can't hear you. What?
I want to learn to fight.
Yo, can you turn your robot down? Change your mind. You see, I fight so you don't have to fight. Because I want you to use your head for something instead of a punching bag like I do.
Your head doesn't look like a punching bag.
No, that's nice. Thanks a lot.
It looks like a catcher's mitt.
Oh, it was good, huh?
Mr. Balboa, Mr. Creed's on the phone.
Yeah, I'm right there.
You can get it right here.
Hope it's not another rematch.
Oh, don't worry about it. Okay, hello? Yeah, Paul, hey, turn that down. Yeah, Paul, how you doing? Yeah? You coming out? Yeah, that's great. What am I doing? I'm just getting dizzy.
My husband and I thank you for coming to our training quarter today. As you can see, it is highly advanced, and we wish to show the American press a small portion of the advances our country's made in the technology of human performance.
Coach Prince, what does all this do to enhance performance?
Well, if I may answer, it makes a man a better man. A great athlete, a super athlete, by harnessing all his strength. Though most of the world is ignorant in body chemistry, we wish to educate your country.
There have been rumors of blood doping and widespread distribution of anabolic steroids in the Soviet Union. Has Drago partaken in any such experiments?
No. Ivan is naturally trained.
Then how do you explain his freakish strength?
Like your papa. He ate his spinach every day.
Shall we have a demonstration?
Please do.
Thank you. A normal heavyweight averages 700 pounds of pressure per square inch. As you can see, Drago averages 1,850 pounds. So the result's quite obvious.
And what results are those?
Whatever he hits, he destroys.
He's an amateur. He's big and he's strong, but he's clumsy. I know I can beat him.
Why do you want to fight again?
Let's just say it's something I believe in.
You can do your homework.
Okay.
Later, Dad.
Later, Apollo. Later, Apollo.
Later, Benny.
See you later, kiddo. Yo, don't you think people are expecting to see Rocky whack this bum out first?
Yeah, and he will when it's for real. This is just an exhibition about it. It's kid stuff.
What's the purpose? What at this point in your life is worth getting hurt for?
Who's that?
That's my girl.
Thanks, honey.
You're welcome.
It's a nice song.
It's my favorite. You're the greatest. See you, sport.
See you.
Paul, who taught her to talk like that?
She loves me.
Huh.
Like I was saying, I don't want this chump to come over here with all that hype, you know, trying to make us look bad. You try every other way. With Rock's help, we can get great media coverage. We make them look bad for a change.
I think it's wrong.
No, it's never been more right.
You're a great fighter. But you've been retired for nearly 5 years. Don't you think it's time to start thinking about something else? I mean, how much can you take? Either of you. Get the coffee. Look, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I just care about you both.
You ever try these comics?
No.
Keeps your fertility.
Good boy.
The ring now. Rocky's holding that right hand. He's fighting.
Oh. Oh, no, this is a great fight.
Great. I'm getting punches just watching it. Look at this.
Mama mia. What you using for a chin there, Scotty?
I should have slipped that way.
Yeah, you definitely should have slipped that way. Some stay. It's crazy how people, man, they just care about you in that ring, and they care about you when you're blinking. But once you step by that ring, Stoddy, it's like ancient history.
Oh, ancient history, you know.
I don't see anybody asking for autographs, do you? Huh?
Hey, by the way, can I ask you something? Well, you know, this fight you're having against the Russian, you think maybe it ain't against him?
If it's not him, Stallion, then who's it against?
But you think maybe it's like you against you? What do you think?
You know, I think you really are getting brain damage. That's what I think, Sarge.
Yeah, maybe, but yeah, really, I'm speaking the truth here, pal.
Are you?
Yeah.
I don't think I want to hear this, Stallion.
Oh, come on. Hey, Paolo, look. You were a great fighter, no doubt about that. But look, we got to face the facts, too. You don't want to believe it, but maybe the show is over.
And that's easy for you to say. You're still on top. What happens when you're not on top? Then what? Where do we go, Stallion? Because we sure as hell can't be born again.
No, no, we can't be born again, but, you know, let's face it, we got to change sometime.
I don't want to change, man. I like who I am.
I like who you are, too, but look at that, you know? You don't want to believe this, but that ain't us up there no more, pal. We can't do that the way we did it before. We're changing. We're like turning into regular people.
Nah, Stallion. Maybe you think you're changing. But you can't change what you really are. And you can forget all this money and stuff you got all around you, man, because it don't change a thing. You and me, we don't even have a choice. See, we're born with a killer instinct that you can't just turn off and on like some radio. We have to be right in the middle of the action because we're the warriors. And without some challenge, without some damn war to fight, then the warrior may as well be dead, Stallion. That's what I'm asking you. As a friend. Stand by my side this one last time.
You're a great talker, pal. But when this is over?
You know me, Stallion. Always think of something else.
That's what I'm afraid of. All right. You got a deal there. Feel sorry for that guy, huh?
Apollo, what made you decide to put on an exhibition fight with Drago?
Oh, let's call it a sense of responsibility.
Responsibility? How?
I had to teach this young fellow to box, American style.
Oh, isn't Drago a little inexperienced to be in the same ring?
Yeah. Well, you know, some folks got to learn the hard way.
No quick knockout prediction.
No, I'm not angry with him. See, I just want to show the whole world that Russia doesn't have all the best athletes.
Rocky, how do you think Apollo should fight Drago?
Well, personally, I think the first thing you'd better get Apollo is a ladder.
Drago, how does it feel to spar with the great former champion?
The man's tongue didn't come through customs.
My husband is very happy to have this opportunity. It's his dream.
Dream? How do you mean?
In our country, Apollo Creed is well known and very respected. It could be a good victory.
Whoa. Wait a minute. When? Now, you don't really think you're going to whip me, now, do you?
Well, I didn't come here to lose.
Well, you hold on, little lady. You hold on. Because lose and lose royally, he's going to do.
How can you be so sure?
Well, I've been with the best. And I beat the best. I've retired more men than Social Security.
Excuse, please. You are not very realistic, are you, Mr. Creed?
Where did you come from? What are you talking about?
You can box, yes, but you are far too old to think that you can win over Drago.
Oh, is that a fact?
Yes, and it could be a painful one.
You put that heavy bag with eyeballs in the ring with me, and you're going to see the meaning of pain.
Why do you insult us?
Now, you just hold on here. Don't make me out to be the bad guy. I came here to talk about a friendly exhibition bout till Comrade Big Mouth started.
Right. It is you who are the aggressor.
I don't want to hear this,
I wish to say to the press, in all fairness, Drago should not even fight this man. Because he is a has-been. You get that big chump in the ring right now.
Mr. Apollo, bring it on. Look, I don't want to hear anything about it. Just let that chump go. All right. Said what I feel. I'll finish this in the ring. You understand?
Whatever
we're
you like.
Look, you just shut up. And all these puppets that you brought with you, history, sir. You history. Look this way,
Apollo. How did I do? A little loud for my taste, but good. Oh, yeah, very good.
Welcome, one and all, to the City of Lights, Las Vegas, and to one of the most unusual events in years, East meets West, age versus youth in a Goodwill exhibition match, as the former champion, Apollo Creed, takes on a mountain of muscle from the Soviet Union, Ivan Drago.
Come on, man.
I think it's the virtue.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm ready to rock and roll. You weren't talking.
I understand, but you got to get your equipment here. There you go. Now you look like a mummy.
I feel like a mummy.
How does it feel, okay?
It feels great. I feel like I could eat nails, Stallion.
You know, I never tried them things, you know.
What are you talking about?
Snails. I never had them, you know. I see them in the garden, but I never want to eat them. But...
I didn't say anything about snails. I said nails. Oh. Nails.
Oh, yeah.
Nails,
yeah. Well, you look pretty good, but, you know, just do me a favor when you go up there, Apollo. You know, try not to wear yourself out, okay?
Oh, yeah, wear myself out, sure.
Well, it's just that, you ain't been in the ring for like 5 years, so I just want you to... maintain a little bit.
What are you talking about? You sound like I'm an old man. Man, I'm in the best shape of my life. I'm stronger. I'm quicker.
Well, hey, I'm not saying you're not ready or anything, but personally, if it were me, I wouldn't mind postponing a couple weeks.
Postpone?
Yeah. I mean, come on, Paula. We don't know anything about this guy you're fighting, really.
Look, okay. Let's say I postpone, right?
Yeah.
I pull out, somebody else steps in and whips this chump. Then where does that leave me?
What do you mean, leave you, Apollo? It's just some kind of exhibition fight. This thing don't mean nothing.
No, man. That's where you're wrong. This is not just an exhibition fight that doesn't mean anything. Look, it's us against them. What are you talking about? Come on. Stallion, maybe you don't know what I'm talking about now. But you will when it's over. Believe me, you will when it's over.
I hope after we can be friends.
I hope so.
Of course, they're sportsmen, not soldiers.
Enjoy the fight.
Detroit City!
Dallas!
Dallas!
Pittsburgh, VA!
Commander Wolf, I'm Stu Mahan, and we welcome you to a most unusual event. For the first time ever, West against East in professional sports.
Thanks for getting me here, Stallion. I owe you one, okay?
Oh, no, we're even.
God, I feel born again.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. I would like to announce the presence of a true fighting champion that defines the word courage. The Italian Stallion, Rocky Balboa.
Excuse me, would you? Oh, certainly.
Rocky! Tonight's special event features two great athletes. In the blue corner, weighing 221 pounds, a former heavyweight champion of the world, the Dancing Destroyer, the King of Sting, the Count of Monte Cristo.
Yo, you think you got enough names?
Patience, Daddy. Almost done.
The master of disaster, the one and only Apollo Creed.
The crowd anticipating a great fight now as Apollo is in the ring. He's playing to the crowd.
In the red corner, weighing an even 261 pounds, gold medalist and undefeated world amateur champion from the Soviet Union, the Siberian Bull, Ivan Drago.
I want you.
Now the two fighters come to the center of the ring for the instructions from referee Lou Filippo.
You boys know the rules. Watch your low blows, kidney punches, rabbit punches. In case of a knockdown, you go to the corner I tell you to, and you stay there until I tell you to come out. Shake hands, let's have a good fight.
All right, it's time to go to school, son. Come on, get your hands up, man. You need an interpreter? It's time to go to school.
You will lose.
All right.
The bad blood between these two can be felt all over this ring.
I can't get over the size of this Russian.
We're ready for the showtime! It's showtime! It's showtime!
Excuse me. Did you forget something?
Come on.
And Apollo seems to be in great spirits tonight. He's really putting on a show for this capacity crowd.
Be back in a minute, all right?
Round one. Creed dancing around. Creed back pedaling now. He's been away by...
Don't wait on him. Get out first. Manila. Manila.
Come on.
Keep going. Come on.
Neither fighter ready to throw a punch. A left jab there. A left jab once again by Creed.
Cover up the jab.
And a quick... A slip by Creed.
This is bizarre. Creed is over the hill, and the Russian hasn't fought anybody.
Give me the photo. Put your chin down.
Keep moving, Apollo. Stick him.
Draga moving in again. A left hand by Creed. Another left hand by Creed, and Draga moves away.
All right, come on. Your hands up.
Another left hand by Creed. Drago waiting, cocking that right hand.
Ooh, a swing right by the left. Get out of there!
And the left hand, he's taking some punishment now. Drago moves him against the ropes.
You understand? That's the question!
Tremendous end to the first round by the Russian and a very bloody Apollo Creed.
The Soviet strength is incredible.
I gotta stop. This fight's finished. I gotta call it. You can't do no more out there.
I'm here fighting.
He's killing you. I gotta stop this thing.
I'm here if I promise me. You're not gonna stop this fight.
Boy, I'll tell you something. That was a pulverizing round for the ex-champion.
Hey, folks.
Ivan Drago is definitely for real.
You don't stop this fight, no matter what. No matter what.
Two, dancing around. The legs appear to be still a little rubbery.
Hands up. Hands up.
And now it is the Russian just standing there. The Russian trying to intimidate Creed. And the Russian throws the right hand and staggers Creed under the right foot off. Under the right foot.
Did everything the way you wanted it. I know I didn't understand that, but now I understand. I'll never forget you, Apollo.
Rocky, is the
decision
final?
Yes. Rocky, over here, please. Is this the first time the champion has given up his crown?
I don't know about that.
Doesn't the title mean anything to you anymore?
Not until it's over.
Coach, considering Rocky's known punching power, do you still think this is going to be an easy fight?
Yes, of course.
It's a method of science. Evolution. Isn't it, gentlemen? Drago is the most perfectly trained athlete ever. This other man has not the size, the endurance, or the genetics to win. It's physically impossible for this little man to win. Drago is a look at the future.
Champ, there's been no mention of it yet, but how much are you making for this fight?
No money. It's not about money.
Has the fight date been set yet?
December 25th.
Why Christmas?
That's what I was told.
Where?
It's in Russia.
Are you nuts?
Rocky, what's going on?
Why did you agree to this?
We fight in Soviet Union, but we fight nowhere. Why don't you ask Drago's wife? Why she is afraid? Tell them, please.
I'm afraid for my husband's life. Oh. We have threats of violence everywhere. Oh. We are not politics. All I want is for my husband to be safe, treated fairly. You call him a killer. He's a professional fighter, not a killer. You have this belief that you are better than us. You have this belief that this country is so very good and we are so very bad. You have this belief that you are so fair and we are so very cruel.
It's all lies and false propaganda to support this antagonistic and violent government.
Oh, violent? Hey, we don't keep our people behind a wall with machine guns. Who are you?
Who am I? I'm the unsilent majority, big mouth.
Good. Yeah, good. Insult us. This more typical rude behavior toward visiting foreigners. But perhaps this simple defeat of this little so-called champion will be a perfect example of how pathetically weak your society has become. We go.
Hey, Rocky,
can you tell us about it?
How do you feel about going to Russia?
Mrs. Balboa, how does it feel to be part of such a great Russian
Mrs. Balboa, did a creed set to make up your husband's mind?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Where are you going at Christmas?
I'm not going to Russia. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know why you're here. I don't know what your people are doing here.
Mrs. Balboa.
You all right?
Yeah. All right.
Why'd you do it?
I just gotta do what I gotta do.
You don't have to do anything.
No, you're not doing. I gotta leave this place, too.
So where are you going?
They said they were gonna let me train in Russia. I just want to go someplace where I ain't going to think about nothing except him.
Rocky, give it some time. Don't do this. A lot of people live with hurt.
Adrian, a lot of people don't have a choice. I do.
And for that, you're willing to lose everything?
Adrian, this ain't everything. This house and the cars and all the stuff we got, that ain't everything. It's a lot more than this, Adrian.
Before, there were reasons to fight I could understand, but I don't understand this. Even if you win, what have you won? Apollo's still gone? Why can't you change your thinking? Everybody else does.
Because I'm a fighter. That's the way I'm made, Adrian. That's what you married. We can't change what we are.
Yes, you can.
We can't change anything, Adrian. All we can do is just go with what we are.
Can't go with what you are. Have you read the papers? Do you know what everybody says? It's suicide. You've seen him. You know how strong he is. You can't win.
Adrian. Adrian always tells the truth. No, maybe I can't win. Maybe the only thing I can do, just take everything he's got. But the baby, he's gonna have to kill me. And to kill me, he's gonna have to have the heart to stand in front of me. And to do that, he's gotta be willing to die himself. I don't know if he's ready to do that. I don't know.
can share this skin. We can know how we feel inside. Instead of going down an endless road, not knowing if we did or lied.
You know how tobacco stains your teeth. If I've told you once, I've told you a thousand times.
Hey, stop busting my chops.
Paulie.
I'm going to have a wire tied when I get back.
When will you be back?
Oh, pretty soon.
Are you scared?
No.
Yes, you are. A little, maybe?
Oh, wouldn't you be?
If a big, giant male wanted to beat me up, I'd be real scared.
Well, the truth is, you know, sometimes I do get a little scared, you know. When I'm in that ring and I'm really getting hit on, and my arms hurt so much I can't even lift them, and I'm thinking, God, I wish this guy would hit me on the chin so I don't feel nothing anymore. Then there's another side that comes out that isn't so scared. It's another side that, like, wants to take more. It wants to go that one more round. Because like, going that one more round when you don't think you can, that's what makes all the difference in your life. You know what I mean? And when you remember one more thing, when you remember that Daddy thinks you're the best boy in the world. That Daddy loves you, no matter what. I gotta go now. You gonna take care of everything?
Okay.
Don't forget to feed your robot. Okay. Yeah. Bye, baby.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Come on, the meat is running.
Man against man, can any nation stand alone?
horrendous flight. This is Russia? Don't look so tough, Rock.
Balboa. Здравствуйте. We take you to quarters now. Пожалуйста.
Hey, when does the sun come up? This is detrimental to my sinuses.
Weather changes hour to hour. Get used to it. Пожалуйста. Get in the car now. We have very long trip.
Sounds like track to this coast.
Oh, boy.
In the warrior's code, there's no surrender. Though his body says stop, his spirit cries, never deep in our soul, a quiet ember, knows it's you against you, it's a paradox that drives us on. It's a battle of wills, in the heat of attack, it's the passion that kills, the victory.
Like you request. Yes?
You requested this dumb location?
Yeah.
Why? You planning to grow reindeer or something?
I just wanted to get away from things, you know.
The equipment you requested is in body.
Who are they?
They are assigned to you. Official chaperones, yes? Where you go? They go.
Oh, I have a bad dream here.
Oh, it's okay.
It's okay. This is below human standards. There's no antennas. You gotta complain. We'll crack out here.
You have everything I have been instructed to provide. We are finished. Yes? Let's be done.
Sparring.
I don't think I need it anymore, Paul.
No sparring, no TV, nothing. How the heck is he supposed to train around here? No TV. What about the Rose Bowl game? No room service, I bet. I hope they got my comics here. What a depressing vacation.
Checkmate, friend.
Yeah.
Hey, champ. Can I come up?
Yeah, sure.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Some kind of weather we have it up here, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
But for what you got to do, it's good. Toughen you up.
I guess so.
I know you're going to have to do almost everything alone up here. But you know I'll be with you.
Yeah, I know.
Apollo was like my son. I raised him. And when he died, part of me died. But now, you're the one. You're the one that's going to keep his spirit alive. You're the one that's going to make sure that he didn't die for nothing. Now, you're going to have to go through hell. Worse than any nightmare that you ever dreamed. But in the end, I know you'll be the one standing. That's right. You know what you gotta do. Do it. Do it. Thanks, Duke.
I'm with you no matter what.
No matter what?
Christmas from a very unusual place. We're in Moscow in the Soviet Union. I'm Barry Tompkins, along with Al Bandiero, and this promises to be the most watched event in boxing history. The Iron Horse from America, Rocky Balboa, comes
American
to
Rocky Balboa.
The most Ivan Drago.
Ivan Drago. Since that tragedy in Las Vegas and the death of Apollo Creed, has been re-nicknamed Death from Above. Secretary of the Soviet and other members of the Politburo have now made their way to their seats high above the ring here in Moscow.
Hey, Rocco, I know you're kind of busy just now, but I want to tell you some things I never told you. I know sometimes I act stupid and I say stupid things, but you kept me around and other people would have said, drop that bum. You give me respect. You know, it's hard for me to say these kind of things, because that ain't my way. But if I could just unzip myself and step out and be someone else, I want to be you. You're all hot, Rock.
That's good.
Now bust this guy's teeth out.
You try.
Fighters starting to make his way through this crowd and toward the ring. Listen to this crowd.
We knew he wouldn't be popular, but this one is on pure hatred.
Rocky's face absolutely like stone. He is a picture of concentration, and the booing crowd here does not seem to bother him one bit.
The champ has a look tonight that can burn through lead.
It seems that the booing crowd has absolutely no effect on the man. His concentration seems to be like stone.
That's my dad. What do you think we are, nerds?
Listen to this crowd. It sounds insane.
And now the entrance of the Russian national champion, Ivan Drago, a man with an entire country in his corner. On the face of Ivan Drago, he seems impervious to this madness of the crowd. It's like a volcano just waiting to erupt.
The Russian champion is amazingly cool, ladies and gentlemen, as he acknowledges his premier.
As I shall like to point out again, this is a non-sanctioned fight. This is not for the title. The American Boxing Commission have not sanctioned this bout.
Yes.
Америки, абсолютный чемпион мира Рокки Бальбоа! Красная Бумбринга! Чемпион олимпийских игр! Заслуженный мастер спорта Иван Драга!
Ура!
Roaring for their champion. The two men are walking toward the center of the ring. It's an unbelievable sight to see.
They're toe-to-toe.
The Russian towers above the American. It's a true case of David and Goliath here. It's unbelievable, the condition of both men, but the Russian champion...
I must break you.
Oh, Ima!
Break!
Ivan Drago wa oki
barabara taishite. You know what I says back there about wanna be you?
Yeah.
Forget it.
Vic Van Kena?
Thanks, boy.
Take a straight coin. Take a straight coin and be a rock for it. You understand? Be a rock for it. Get strong. All right? Now take a turn. No pain. No pain.
No pain.
No pain. All right, what's good?
There's the bell for the opening round, and Rocky Balboa is about to set the ring. But the Russian way back in the Balboa's corner now. Backing Rocky Balboa up with a jab. And Balboa is not staying on balance because of the long jab of the Russian.
Brace yourself! Brace yourself! Come on! Get up! Hands up! Touch him! Now!
He can't seem to touch the Russian.
Rocky pounding away at the midsection of the Russian, and he's just hit him with everything he's got.
And Drago just smiled at him.
Keep jumping away!
Come down! Come down!
Rocky Balboa is in serious trouble. They might have to stop this one before somebody gets killed.
Bring it, grab it! Bring it, grab it!
Rocky's hurt. He woke the sleeping giant, and now he's pressing the right hand from Drago, sends Rocky Balboa 15 feet across the ring.
And the champ is down.
Continuing to punish Rocky Balboa. He just will not let him out of that corner. And Rocky Balboa is just trying to get through this first round. The Russian just threw Rocky Balboa into his own corner like a rag doll. What a tough first 3 minutes for Rocky Balboa. He's not only fighting what appears to be an invincible opponent, he's also fighting a very hostile crowd and the Russian premier and most of the Politburo looking on.
What's happening out there?
He's winning. I see three of them out there.
Get the one in the middle.
Right. Hit the one in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, yes, yes. Papa, he's still here.
Lift his heart. Hold him. Take his heart. No pain.
No pain.
No pain.
Take his heart.
Keep working. Keep working. Yes.
There's the bell for round two. It's been a one-sided fight so far.
It'll take more than luck for Rocky to survive this round. Rocky's been hit with bombs.
Slip and hook, Rocky. Slip and hook.
Rocky Balboa trying to stay in the middle of the ring against the big Russian.
Move there. Do what you gotta do. Stay with him.
Stop it! 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 Stop it
has taken Ivan Drago's last country so far. He's caught and he's bleeding, but he's on his feet and he's on the line.
It's a child! Hold on! Hold on! He's cut! He's cut!
Russian's cut, and it's a bad cut. And now it's Rocky Balboa coming after Ivan Drago. This is shaping up to be a personal war, and right now, it's anybody's boxing match.
You're doing good, Rocky. I couldn't do better myself.
Beer the glass. Let's stop it all.
Get him hurt bad.
Yeah.
Now he's worried. You cut it. You heard it. You see? You see? He's not a machine. He's a man.
You're proud of old punk.
One and more than he does.
No pain.
Okay,
Okay.
Balboa's determination is actually beginning to win over what was once a hostile crowd.
This is incredible.
Where is it?
15. One more round.
There's no stopping us now. This is our round. Don't stop it now. We're starting. We don't stop. All your strength, all your power, all your love, everything you've got.
This new leader there, idiot. What is this?
Yes! Fabiano! Yes, Senor!
When you gotta knock him out, you gotta punch and punch. You can't punch no more. This is the whole life here.
All right, knock him out, Rocco.
Do it now. Now!
Here's the bell. The war is on.
This is the last.
To the end.
Which one of these magnificent fighters will be standing at the end of this round?
Michael snaps out a stiff jab. And another.
Good.
Another. Rocky taking punishment, trying to get inside. He's completely exhausted.
Come on, Pat. What are you waiting for? Come on.
What? Came here tonight. I didn't know what to expect.
Когда я вышел этим вечером на этот ринг,
I seen a lot of people hating me, and I didn't know what to feel about that. So I guess I didn't like you much none either.
Я думал, что я не любил их тоже.
During this fight, I seen a lot of changing.
течение всего этого боя я понял, что многое изменилось.
The way you felt about me and the way I felt about you.
И я почувствовал, что вы тоже изменились.
In here, there were two guys killing each other. But I guess that's better than 20 million.
Я думаю, что это лучше, чем даже 20 миллионов долларов.
What I'm trying to say is that if I can change,
я думаю, что каждый тоже изменился сегодня.
And you can change.
Вы можете измениться.
Everybody can change.
Каждый может измениться.
Say one thing to my kid who should be home sleeping. Merry Christmas, kid!
Because see what you better to stop! Fight it!
Oh,
you! Get him, you!